The title for our topic today,
le sujet de notre thème d'aujourd'hui,
did Jesus really rise up from the dead?
Est-ce que Jésus a vraiment réveillé de le mort?
That's the question that you ask yourself, the question I ask myself. Did Christ really resurrect from the dead?
Est-ce que Jésus a vraiment révélé de le mort?
Friday was the day of sorrow.
Vendredi était le jour du tristesse.
And Saturday was the day of confusion.
Samedi, c'était le jour que les gens étaient dans la confusion.
And Sunday is the day of joy.
Et dimanche, c'est le jour de plaisir ou la joie.
Did Christ really rise up from the dead?
Est-ce que Jésus a vraiment révélé de la mort?
Ressuscité de la mort.
Ressuscité de la mort.
Did he really resurrect, my brother and sister? I'm asking the question to you and to myself. Did Christ really resurrect? You have been a believer for long.
Est-ce que Jésus a résurré de la mort? Je vous demande cette question.
Because being a Christian is one thing, but if you are not convinced of what you are doing, all is in vain.
Être un chrétien, c'est une chose, mais si vous n'êtes pas encore convaincu, là,
let us go to Matthew 28, verse 1 to 7, and read what actually is written there.
Matthew 28, verset 1 jusqu'à 7.
My screen is shared now. Matthew 28, 1 to 7.
Matthew 28, 1 jusqu'à 7.
If anyone is there, those that are unmuted, you can read, please.
Matthew 28, 1 to 7. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to draw, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you."
Amen.
Amen.
If you read all the different gospels about the resurrection of Christ, this last passage that Pastor just read, that he is on the way going to Galilee, as he told you, is only recorded in Mark.
Si vous lisez toute la résurrection de Christ dans la Bible, le passage que le pasteur vient de lire, c'est seulement ça qui était cité dans le livre de Marc. Il était
There are a lot of different scriptures about the resurrection of Christ, but mention that he is on the way going to Galilee, as he told you, is only recorded in the book of Mark, in this passage.
Il y a beaucoup de scriptures de la résurrection de Christ, mais la seule qui a mentionné qu'il était en train de partir à Galilée, c'est seulement ce qu'on vient de lire.
So when the ladies were going towards the tomb, they were like worried, who is going to roll away the stone for us?
Quand les femmes partaient vers la tombe de Jésus, ils étaient un peu inquiétés, qui va nous aider pour retirer cet homme devant.
But as we heard, an earthquake occurred and the stone was rolled away. Angels also came.
Comme on a écouté, il y avait une manifestation de la terre et cette pierre était roulée seule et l'ange aussi est venu.
There are stones in your life that you don't know who is going to roll it away, my brother and sister. But I'm here to tell you this very day that Christ has resurrected, and that power that resurrected him, that same stone that was rolled away, that is that same stone in your life that will be rolled away.
Il y a beaucoup de tombes dans votre vie que vous ne connaissez pas comment retirer, mais la même manière que c'était retiré pour Jésus, c'est comme ça, ça sera pour vous.
So I want us to check, is it enough evidence to say that he really is resurrected?
Je veux qu'on cherche, est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup d'évidence pour dire que Jésus n'était pas résurré?
This evidence is there, but it's not enough. We have to go further to see truly whether he resurrected or not.
Cette preuve n'est pas beaucoup, mais on doit encore partir pour voir si vraiment il avait résurré ou pas.
So let us read Mark 16, verse 9 to 18.
On va lire Mark 16, verset 9 jusqu'à 18.
Mark 16:9-18.
Yes,
see
it here.
Okay, sir. Yes.
I hope my volume is better now.
Yeah, it's better.
Now, when he rose early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out seven demons. He went and told those who had seen who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not still believe either. 14. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Amen.
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 My question now is, where were the apostles? Why is he appearing only to men, to women before? And then in the gospel, we don't want to always see and recognize the women.
Ma question maintenant c'est que où est les apôtres? Pourquoi il était seulement en train d'apparaître à les femmes? Où étaient les hommes?
The apostles were there busy mourning, being afraid, but the women were struggling to see what had happened to their king.
Les apôtres étaient, ils avaient peur, ils étaient un peu tristes, mais les femmes avaient beaucoup de courage pour voir que est passé avec notre roi.
Despite the fact that Mary Magdalene saw when I told them, they refused, they did not see belief.
Malgré que Maria est partie les dit, mais ils avaient toujours, ils n'étaient pas en confiance, ils ont toujours refusé.
He appeared to two before.
Il a apparu à deux avant.
Later on, appeared to 11.
Après, il a apparu à 11.
And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart.
Mais il a rebuqué ce que eux croyaient.
And he gave us an assignment. He gave them an assignment, and that assignment has also been given to you and to me.
Il avait donné une devoir à eux, et cette devoir a été aussi donnée pour vous et moi.
He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Il a dit que pas dans le monde et chez la parole de Dieu dans tout créateur.
Don't only preach to some selected ones, but preach to everyone.
Ne prêchez pas seulement à certaines personnes, mais il faut prêcher à tout le monde.
And he that believes will be saved. He that does not believe will be condemned. It's a clear statement.
Et il a dit la personne qui croit sauvée et la personne qui ne croit pas sera condamnée.
And if you go further, there are signs that will follow those who believe.
Et si vous partez souvent, il y a parfois qu'on suit les gens qui croient.
Il y a le signe qui va suivre les gens qui croient.
Il y a le signe qui va suivre les gens qui croient.
And the signs are they will cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
Et ce signe c'est qu'ils vont rebuquer l'ennemi au nom de Jésus.
Pick a new tongue.
Ils vont parler dans une nouveau langue.
And they will pick up serpents.
Ils vont ramasser les serpents.
And they will drink deadly water, and it will by no means hurt them.
Et ils vont boire l'eau poisonnée, mais ça va leur rien faire.
And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Ils vont mettre les mains à les malades et ils seront guéris.
So my brother and sister, you have been a Christian for long, and you know that Christ died and resurrected for you and for us. What are you doing with your faith?
Mes frères et sœurs, vous étiez des chrétiens pour longtemps et vous connaissez. C'est que Jésus était mort et résurrect pour nous et qu'est-ce que vous faites avec votre foi?
If the evidence we have seen so far appearing to 2 and 11 is not enough, let us read 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3 to 8 only.
On va encore lire 1 Corinthians verset 3 jusqu'à 8.
Only 1 Corinthians 15, 3 jusqu'à 8.
1 Corinthians 15, 3 jusqu'à 8.
That's right. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 8.
1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 8. For yes. I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. Verse 7. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then last of all he was seen by me also, and as by one born out of due time. That's verse 8.
Amen.
Amen.
If we listen carefully, he later again, we read it, what he died for our sin. That's the first reason why he came on earth, to die for our iniquities, to die for my own iniquities.
Surely on va comprendre qu'il est venu au monde pour notre péché. Il était mort pour notre péché, pour vous et moi.
And we just read that on the third day he rose up from the dead.
On vient de lire que la troisième jour il a été ressuscité de l'homme.
He was seen by Cephas, and later on, about 500 people at once.
Il a été voir par Cephas et après plus de 5 personnes le même moment.
So see, if it was a lie that people are planning to say that, oh, he resurrected because they were Christians, this cannot be true because he appeared to different people, to the women first, and later on to different people in great quantities or in great numbers.
Si les gens disaient que c'est faux, il n'a pas résurrecté, ça c'est mensonge parce qu'il a d'abord été vu par les femmes, après par les autres personnes, plus de 500 personnes.
So by one man, God came into this world. By one man, we also receive grace. We resurrected through this Christ.
Par une personne, la mort était venue dans cette terre et par la même personne, on a eu la résurrection vers lui, Jésus.
So many men of God died. We have heard about Mohammed. We have heard about the Buddha and so forth. But none of them resurrected except Christ. And if Christ did not resurrect, our gospel would be in vain. It would be without foundation.
Beaucoup de l'homme de Dieu sont morts dans cette vie, Mohamed, les autres, mais ils n'étaient pas résurrés. C'est seulement Jésus-Christ qui a été résurrecté. Et si ce n'est pas de lui, notre vie devait être bizarre. Donc, c'est seulement lui qui est venu nous donner une nouvelle vie.
In Adam, all of us die, but in Christ, all of us are made alive again.
Avec Adam, nous tous, on était morts, mais avec Jésus-Christ, nous tous, on nous a donné encore une vie pour être vivants.
So, if your marriage has been suffering death, this is the day to declare that it's now longer, it is now alive and working as never before.
Amen. Donc si votre mariage souffrait de la mort, c'est le jour pour déclarer que votre mariage est vivant.
If your career has been suffering, today is the day of resurrection. Your career has to resurrect again, my brothers and sisters.
Si votre carrière souffrait, aujourd'hui c'est le jour de dire que ça a encore une nouvelle vie et ça sera vivant au nom de Dieu.
If you have been hopeless in life, today is the day you have to be hopeful, my brothers and sisters.
Si vous étiez sans espoir, aujourd'hui c'est le jour que je vous donne d'avoir beaucoup d'espoir au nom de Jésus.
If you have been living without purpose, I'm telling you today you have a purpose to live because Christ came to die for you and I.
Donc, si vous vivez sans un but, aujourd'hui, c'est un jour que vous devez vivre avec beaucoup de buts parce que Jésus est venu pour vous.
The one that with him all things are possible came to die for you and I to make everything possible in your life, my brother, sister. You only need to claim it.
La personne qui est venue pour faire tout ce qui est impossible dans notre vie possible, c'est lui qui a été mort pour nous et aujourd'hui, c'est le jour pour recevoir tout cela.
He did not come to die and rise up so that you continue remaining on the same spot and lamenting, my brothers and sisters.
Il n'est pas venu pour mort et resurrecter pour qu'on reste toujours dans la même place, était en train de se plaigner, mais pour nous donner une nouvelle vie, pour que notre vie change.
Let your mindset change and focus on Christ. He resurrected, my brothers and sisters.
Quand notre pensée change, on doit être focalisé en Christ parce qu'il est venu pour nous donner une nouvelle vie.
Let us look again to see truly whether he resurrected. Let us look at Luke 4, 36 to 53.
On va encore regarder s'il a été vraiment résurrecté. On va regarder Luke 4, 53.
We have seen some proofs already, but we want to dig further to see whether he resurrected. These are different gospels written by different people in different times.
On a vu beaucoup de preuves, mais on veut encore voir ce qui s'est passé parce que cela c'est le parole de Dieu qui a été écrit par beaucoup de personnes à différents moments.
Yes, you can read if you have here.
24, verse 36 to 53. Says, now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do you doubt why does doubt arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you can see. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they were still not, or they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb. And he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
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 We have all listened attentively again.
Nous avons compris attentivement.
From the passage we just listened to, it shows that he resurrected with flesh and bones.
Le passage qu'on vient de lire, ça veut dire qu'il avait résurrecté avec le corps et le sang.
The same word that he used that day, I'm going to use it to all of us today. Peace be with all of us.
Amen. La même parole qu'il avait utilisée cette jour, je vais encore l'utiliser ça aujourd'hui. Que la paix du Seigneur soit avec nous.
But don't be terrified as the apostles were terrified.
Mais ne sois pas troublé comme les apôtres étaient troublés.
You see, flesh cannot eat boiled fish and holy coal. Spirit cannot eat boiled fish and holy coal as he did.
Pastor, I didn't understand.
I said, in spirit, if Christ did not return back as flesh as you and I, he was going to be unable for him to eat fish, the boiled fish they gave him, and to eat the honeycomb.
Yeah. Comme le pasteur dit, comme dans l'esprit, si comme Christ était rentré, s'il n'était pas resurrecté, il ne pouvait pas manger le poisson comme on l'avait donné et le haricot qu'on lui a donné.
As we listen carefully, the gospel that was written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the psalm concerning Jesus was supposed to be fulfilled, and it was fulfilled.
Comme vous voyez, le parole de Dieu qui a été écrit par les apôtres, tout ça a été accompli vers Jésus.
And verse 45 is very, very important to be a serious believer.
Et la verset 45 est vraiment important pour être un croyant.
Let our spirit of understanding be open so that we can also understand the scriptures.
Amen. Que notre esprit de compréhension soit ouvert comme ça on peut aussi comprendre les scriptures.
It is only through understanding the scriptures that you can no longer be tossed to and fro with any wind of doctrine, my brothers and sisters.
C'est seulement quand on comprend les scriptures de Dieu qu'on ne peut pas être poussé d'un côté à l'autre par les paroles des autres.
When the spirit of your understanding is open, you can discern the word of God and know which one is true and which one is false.
Quand votre esprit est vraiment bien et vous pouvez descendre tout ce que le Seigneur dit, cela vous ne pouvez pas être troublé ou par les autres.
Verse 47 is also very important. He gave us an assignment again.
Verset 47 est aussi important. Il nous a donné un devoir là-bas.
He said, and that repentance and the remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
Il a dit que la repentance et pardonner des péchés doit être prêché par tout le monde, commencer à Jérusalem.
But majority of the Christians don't want you to preach a sound doctrine that wants them to repent from their wayward ways.
Mais beaucoup de chrétiens ne veulent pas qu'on leur prêche la doctrine qui va les aider pour repentir dans leurs mauvaises manières.
They went to the gospel and said, oh, tomorrow you are going to explode with money. Tomorrow your bank account will be full. This is the kind of gospel people want to hear.
Et vous avez seulement écouté le parole qui dit que demain vous avez beaucoup d'argent, vous allez avoir même des voitures, beaucoup de choses, des richesses.
God is not a God of lottery, my brother and sister. It's not jumbo. Either you are with God or you are with the world.
Notre Dieu, ce n'est pas un Dieu de loterie pour jouer une jouer avec lui. Tu dois être avec lui ou pas.
So you and I have an assignment. Have you been exercising your assignment?
Vous et moi, on a un devoir. Est-ce qu'on a déjà mis cela en pratique?
Don't be discouraged when people tell you that they don't believe that Christ resurrected. From all the passages we read today, from different writers, it confirms to you and I that our Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, resurrected after 3 days.
Ne sois pas découragé quand les gens vous disent que Jésus n'était pas résurrecté, parce que tout ce qu'on vient de lire par les gens différents, ça montre que Jésus a été résurrecté.
Let us read John 16, verse 20 to 22.
On va lire Jean 16, verset 20 jusqu'à 22.
Yes.
John 16, verse 20 to 22.
Yes.
Most assuredly I say unto you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow, because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. 22. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you.
Amen.
Amen.
On Friday, we had sorrow. On Saturday, we have confusion. But today, we have joy, and no one can take it from us except we want to send it.
Vendredi, on était triste. Samedi, on était troublé, mais aujourd'hui, on a la joie et personne ne peut pas prendre cela pour nous. Si vous voulez donner, c'est seulement si vous voulez donner.
Amen.
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 You see, when they went and betrayed him, they were rejoicing. Even a criminal, they had to release the criminal so that Christ should come and die in the place of a criminal, as a criminal.
Quand on avait vendu Jésus, ils étaient contents. Même il y avait un criminel là-bas, on l'a retiré pour que Christ prenne sa place.
And then when they went and crucified him, they rejoiced. Even a thief that was crucified with Christ had the audacity to say, if you know you are a son of God, free yourself and also free me.
Quand ils étaient partis vendre Jésus, ils étaient vraiment contents. Même quand on l'a mis à la croix, il y avait un criminel qui était à côté de lui. Il a dit que si vous savez que vous êtes le fils de Jésus, sauvez-vous et moi.
So let it not be your portion also, my brother and sister. Be a Christian full with faith. Let your pillar of understanding be open today.
Cela, on peut là ne doit pas être notre portion. Si on est une chrétienne, on doit manifester avec la foi au nom de Jésus.
He has made you right. He has made me right before the Father.
Il vous a fait juste et moi juste devant notre Père.
He has justified you. He has justified me before the Father.
Il vous a justifié et il m'a justifié devant notre Père.
And then we are going to read it in Romans 4, verse 25, as we run up.
On va lire Romains 4, verset 24. Verset 25.
Romans 4, 25.
Romans 4, 25.
Romains 4, 25.
Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He was delivered for our offenses, our iniquities, our sins.
Il a été délivré pour notre offense et pour notre péché.
Raised from the dead for our justification.
il a ressuscité de la mort pour notre justification.
And then today, you and I, we are blameless before the throne of God because of what he did.
Et aujourd'hui, vous et moi, on est sans faute à cause de ce qu'il a fait pour nous.
Let challenges, tribulations, problems don't make you to turn your back from your faith.
Que de problèmes, de combats, du moment difficile ne nous fait pas tourner notre dos de notre Seigneur.
Don't go through challenges and turn back to seek other roads to make shortcuts, to make ends meet.
Il faut pas qu'on traverse un moment difficile et cela nous fait prendre une autre route pour prendre le raccourci.
But I believe that the spirit of our understanding is open today, and we will read the scripture and understand it.
Mais je crois que l'esprit de notre compréhension est ouvert aujourd'hui, et on va lire les scriptures, on va comprendre cela.
That let the spirit of the resurrected Christ go with each and every one of us.
Que l'esprit de le Seigneur qui a été restauré par avec chacun de nous.
In Jesus' name, that was the message for today.
Au nom de Jésus, cela était le message aujourd'hui.